Welcome, everybody. Today is day three of the Holy Spirit Novena, and we are going to be speaking about the gift of wisdom.
Happy Sunday. Hope you're doing well, and we want to thank you for taking this journey with us. Thank you also for all the comments that you've been putting in the Facebook group, but also on this YouTube channel. We appreciate it. Have you ever felt kind of one of those days where you're just kind of bone dry and have no inspiration? Mm-hmm. I think this is how I know I'm feeling. I'm coming to you. I don't know if you feel that, Janelle, but I feel like a little bit empty. And the good news about the gift of wisdom is that it's not dependent upon feelings. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm relying on today. Let's chat about what is not wisdom before we try and attempt to talk about what is the gift of wisdom. Wisdom is not found in a book when we're talking about the gift of wisdom. Wisdom is not found from a degree, although that can be very useful, practically speaking. Wisdom is also not dependent upon one's intellectual ability. Mm-hmm. The gift of wisdom is that. It's a gift from the Holy Spirit. So wisdom comes from God. And God will give us the wisdom necessary to work out our salvation. I think that the world is pretty good in trivia, pretty good with information, but pretty poor in wisdom. And it's interesting, I just find how easily some people, the world, runs to certain personalities looking for the answers to life. Think about which is the number one podcast out there, or even the intellectual minds, who people run to. Mm-hmm. But friends, if you're seeking wisdom, run to God, run to the saints, run to what the church has revealed, God has revealed in the church to be true. Now, we can lift up that sail and we can run to some of the secular wisdom for maybe insights onto certain topics. But remember, wisdom regarding salvation, how to live your life that's pleasing to God, getting God's vantage point, you're not going to get that from the number one podcast on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Father Peter John Cameron says, St. Thomas Aquinas defines wisdom as a knowing that is tasted. The gift of wisdom is then a special taste for God and the truth about God that we acquire by experience through the action of the Holy Spirit. Wisdom is where knowledge and experience coexist.
This definition of wisdom caught my attention because it was like where wisdom is where knowledge and experience coexist. Trying to make this practical, a number of years ago, I was doing a parish mission. And after the parish mission, it's usually later in the evening. So I wrap up my talk by 9, 9:30, talk with people, then find a restaurant because I find it difficult to speak on a full stomach. And so I'm eating supper usually later, 10, quarter after 10, and I'm sitting in a restaurant. The waiter comes up. She was curious about what he did, and she was asking questions. I said, I try and help people know God. And she didn't understand that. And so I said, tell me about your favorite food. And she was a little surprised by this. And I said, oh, tell me about your favorite food. She's like, well, it's a candy. I'm like, well, what's the candy? She gave me the name. I can't remember the name. Never heard of the name. I said, tell me all about this candy. And so she went into the color of the candy. She went into the texture of the candy and the flavor of the candy. I said, describe me the flavor. So she's describing the flavor of this candy. And she's excited to tell me about this flavor. And after she's done in detail telling me about her experience of this candy, I said, you see, you know the candy and that experience. I just know about it. All you've told me is facts. But until I put that candy in my mouth, I don't know the joy that you've experienced from this candy. And there's a difference between knowing about something and knowing something. And so I think this is here where wisdom is. She, because she popped in the candy in her mouth, has the wisdom to judge other candies from that experience of her favorite one. And in our relationship with God, when we come to experience and taste His goodness in our life, we are then also given this gift of wisdom to be able to judge things of this world in light of God. Mm-hmm. And that tasting of God's goodness is so key. And in fact, unless we're in sanctifying grace, we can't operate in the gift of wisdom.
The gift of wisdom is kind of the gift that sort of embodies all of the gifts. And even if you think of back in scripture, if you think of the book of wisdom and how, you know, highly esteemed the gift of wisdom is, how beautiful she is and how sought after. In the reflections from Father Fernandez, he talks about the humility of the person in order to receive the gift of wisdom. It says, through the gift of wisdom, the Holy Spirit places this knowledge within the reach of simple souls who love God. And I immediately thought of Saint Andre Bessette from here in Canada and how he was known as a very simple, humble porter, you know, just with very menial, easy tasks. But yet what God did with him, he was like a powerhouse. There were healings and miracles and things that happened from his life. And I think that that's, you know, it just goes to show, you know, humility is such a big part in allowing these gifts to come alive in our life. Gary Gulagrange says, the gift of wisdom, the principle of a living contemplation that directs action, enables the soul to taste the goodness of God, to see it manifested in all events, even in the most painful, since God permits evil only for a higher good.
So do you find yourself asking the question, God, why did you allow this to happen in my life? Mm-hmm. Why did you allow this event to happen? And you feel kind of let down or maybe even abandoned by God. We can ask the Holy Spirit specifically the gift of wisdom, because the gift of wisdom allows us to be able to see everything coming from the hand of God and his goodness manifest even in evil circumstances, because God can bring out a higher good out of it. Now, God doesn't cause the evil circumstance, but he allows it. And we've all experienced that, and we will at one point. So to rise above that, we need to raise the sail, to raise the sail to the gift of wisdom.
Mm-hmm. I like what you're saying, because actually Father Fernandez also says in here, he says, illumined by this gift, the saints have understood the real meaning of the events of this life, whether small or great. And so they do not consider illness a misfortune, nor do they rail against the sufferings they endure, because they understand that God blesses in different ways, and frequently he blesses with the cross. They know that all things, even those which are inexplicable from the purely human viewpoint, work for the good of those who love God. And I really actually love that scripture from Romans 8:28, which talks about all situations will turn to good for those who work or for those who love God. And I think I remember one time specifically talking to you about, I think I was complaining about something, and you said, you know what, instead of asking God to change our circumstance, why don't you ask God to change your heart? And I just thought that's such a good point, because God obviously has allowed the circumstance to happen for a certain reason. And it is ultimately for a greater calling, a greater good to come out of that.
Mm-hmm. So are you a complainer? Mm-hmm. Perhaps you like the gift of wisdom. And I say that from experience here, friends, because I have a tendency to complain. But place yourself in the position of God. Might he say, were you there when I put the stars into place? Were you there when I laid the foundation of this earth? Were you there when I counted billions and billions of souls and appointed at which time they should come into this world? If I was God, I would say, who are you to tell me I got the circumstance wrong? Or that I can't work out good in this circumstance? Mm-hmm. So I say this again, are you a complainer? Perhaps you lack the gift of wisdom. And I do not say this out of shaming, but out of encouragement, because you know it's no fun to be a complainer. I do this interiorly. I know, Janelle, you don't see this so much out of my mouth, but in my heart, I grumble. And I tell you, it's no fun to be a grumbler.
Yeah, nobody wants to be around a grumbler.
No. So I need a greater portion of this gift.
Even just prior to recording this video, I sat down and I was feeling really kind of grumpy because there were certain things that came up and I was, you know, not seeing the situation for what it truly is. And so this quote really it's actually very, very helpful for me, and I'm going to say for us, to be doing this online novena, because it really shows our shortcomings. Among the gifts of the Holy Spirit, I would say that there is one which we all need in a special way. The gift of wisdom. It makes us know God and rejoice in his presence, thereby placing us in a perspective from which we can judge accurately the situations and events of life. Because I think sometimes I can just assume that because something is happening, it means this. But really, I really don't know the truth of the whole situation. But what I do know is that God knows, and He's allowing it. So why should I be grumbly about something that I actually really don't know, fully know about?
So we're going to wrap it up there, friends. Thanks for watching. Today, I'm going to ask you, please comment below what stood out to you in our ramblings and why. And perhaps you have another insight into the gift of wisdom. We'd love to learn from you. So please put it down. Share this video if you've been blessed by other people. And remember, now pray that novena prayer. It's linked at the end of this video. And if you want to continue on at the end of that video, there's a link to the Chaplet of the Holy Spirit, should you choose or are interested in praying that one as well. So friends, thanks for watching, and we will see you on Monday.